This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And folks, remember, this Tuesday, it is the Alex Jones Was Right emergency broadcast. And we're going to flood the internet with the hashtag Alex Jones Was Right. We're going to try to make it the top trend all day long. Hashtag Alex Jones Was Right. So get ready to blast your social media pages with hashtag Alex Jones Was Right on Tuesday. You can watch it live. ConspiracyFact.info or AlexWasRight.com, the new URLs to share. Because as you can see, Twitter still censors all of us. So, I still like what Elon Musk is doing overall. I think he's moving the ball in the right direction. We'll call it as we see it. If he goes sideways, that's fine. But I'm not gonna take what is happening to us at InfoWars and have that be the final decision on what we think about Elon Musk. We'll give it fair coverage. But still, you notice, folks, Alex Jones not allowed back on. Harrison Smith, myself, not allowed back on. And so we still can't even share band.video links on Twitter. So you found it. This is the most banned news network in the world. We are the most banned individuals in the world. And that's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so imperative. That's what we have to fund ourselves. So Tuesday, tune in 8 a.m. Central to midnight, the Alex Jones Was Right special emergency broadcast. And again, the new links to share, conspiracyfact.info. AlexWasRight.com. And Gerald, let's continue with this topic. Where do you see, as the creator of the Trends Journal, forecasting since 1980, still here doing it, where do you see the trends going as far as the war in Ukraine and Russia is concerned?
Saying exactly what we said when it began. You're not going to defeat the Russians. Once upon a time, there was a guy by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte. He left Poland with 420,000 troops in 1812 to attack Moscow. Came back with 10,000. 10,000. 410,000 young guys murdered, dead. Once upon a time, not too long ago, again, I'm born a year after World War II, there was a thing called Operation Barbarossa, launched by Adolf Hitler. He killed over 20 million Russians. Destroyed the country. Who were the first to defeat the Germans in World War II? No, sorry, it wasn't the Americans. It was the Russians. Owen, this is the cover. When it used to be a monthly magazine, the Trends Journal, now it's a weekly. War or peace, we the people should decide. An article by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. Washington is driving the world to the final war. World hegemony is not a right America has earned. And this is a great Anthony Frieda article, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama, the tank with his face into it. I just want to read you just a tiny part here. Washington concluded that Russia needed to be confronted with or distracted by problems that would leave the Russian government less confident or able to counter Washington's aggression elsewhere. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance his hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, which was December 2013, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations, NGOs, in Ukraine for the purpose, you ready? To teach democracy.
And now that same Nuland is running the same war. It's Nuland again.
I know. The United States overthrew the government. The people have no idea.
No, the American media has lied to the people almost everything about what's going on.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And we're here with Gerald Celente. And Gerald, I want to go back to something you said earlier about your rally, your peace rally that you had recently, and a phenomenon of stores wanting to close down, because I think it tells a bigger story. I think it tells a bigger story about what's going on in America, where not too long ago, and this is how a free market capitalist society would be functioning healthy, if it was functioning healthily. If somebody was coming to town, let's say an event or a rally or whatever, if you're a business owner, you embrace that opportunity. Yep. Because you get business. Whether you agree with the politics of the people you're going to be serving or not, you understand this is an opportunity to make business. So I think it's an incredible kind of side story that when you're about to have your rally, instead of embracing this opportunity for business and economy, they shut down. I think that's a telling story. That's what happens in communist countries. That's what happens in countries that are going the wrong way economically. And your kind of little pocketed story there, I think it just tells that story. Would you agree?
Absolutely, I agree with you. People don't like, a lot of people can't stand me up here because they're little gutless cowards, and they hate me because I, Gerald Celente, am an American patriot. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I don't believe in little clowns, politicians telling me what to do. I believe in human rights. Do what you want to do. Don't tell me what to do. Again, Owen, this is the poster. You know, we put a lot of money into this. We had, again, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Gary Null, the Hot Damn Band. By the way, the Hot Damn Band was brought to me by Aaron Neville's wife, who subscribes to the Trends Journal. You know, there are people that are totally pro-peace. But there are more Ukrainian flags. These little boys, little boys hanging Ukrainian flags all over. More Ukrainian flags than American flags. More Ukrainian flags than Americans. 100 Ukraine troops to train in Oklahoma. That's a great story. How about this? How about 100 Iraqi troops to train in Moscow to defeat Americans? Oh, my God. How could you do that?
Oh, they complain. They say, Russia is using Iranian drones for the war in Ukraine. Ukraine wouldn't even have a fighting force if it wasn't for the West, if it wasn't for the United States. And it was Obama. It's not Iranian drones. Those are U.S. drones. Obama gave Iran our drone technology. It's our technology being used.
Again, the whole thing is hypocrisy. And I want to make this point because I want to make it very clear why people need everything they can do to support InfoWars. Because all you're getting are lies, outright lies, and propaganda. And I'm going to give you the proof right now. And again, with the Trends Journal, you know, it's the truth in trends. We don't tell you what to think. It's think for yourself. You ready? This is CBS News. Thursday, July 12th. Russia's capture of Soledad would allow it to sell a much-needed victory back home after months of humiliating setbacks and shrinking military aims. Stop. Wait a minute. Russia controls over 20% of the country.
And Ukraine it's a strategic, has it's the most important 20%. It's access to the Black Sea. It's Crimea, where a lot of the farming and stuff goes on.
Right. So what are you talking about? But anyway, it keeps going. Ukraine's resolve steeled, S-T-E-E-L-E-D, by signs of agreement on battle tank deliveries. Financial Times. You ready? UK and Poland confirm tanks to Ukraine. And this is my favorite line. Ukraine says it needs 300 tanks to be able to liberate its territories from Russian occupation. How about 320 tanks?
Gerald,
and what are you making up this number for? There are 300 tanks, and they repeat this like they know what they're talking about. Yeah, tanks a lot.
But hold on, ready? It's not even the tank story is actually even worse. So here's how ridiculous this tank situation is. We're giving Ukraine American tank technology, which actually the Russians have better tank technology because their tanks run on, I believe it's some sort of a nuclear fusion energy, whereas our tanks are still burning gasoline. Or it might be reversed that. I'm sorry. I think it's reversed that. So, in other words, Russian tanks you cannot see from satellite radar. Russian tanks do not put a heat indicator out on a map. They run cold. So they can move throughout the territory and not be spotted by radar or satellites. American tanks, not so much. They do put out a heat signature. So as soon as American tanks arrive on the soil and Ukraine is using them for the war, every single Russian satellite picks it up and can bomb it with a guided missile immediately. And of course the military industrial complex doesn't care, Gerald. They're raking in money hand over fist. And then we give Ukraine basically these, I mean, that's like going into a war wearing a hot pink fluorescent yellow costume saying, "You'll never find me."
And the hypocrisy beyond that, how come they weren't covering the disastrous Iraq war like this every day in the media? How come they were? Oh, because of embedded reporters? They were in bed with the government? You do what we tell you to do? How come the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, how come they weren't covering this day after day after day like they do the Ukraine war? BBC. How come they weren't doing it day after day with the Afghan war? How come? Because they're prostitutes, they're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Again, why the people need to support InfoWars, because I go to InfoWars every day to get the news that you're putting out there. I go to a lot of different places, but you guys are really on top of it. So people have to do everything they can to support this. And again, we're giving them history before it happens with the Trends Journal. And I want to just keep going on with this to show the people why. Russia's set for rare success with control of key town. That was the Financial Times. They have control over 20%
of the country.
Rare
success, Gerald. Rare success. I mean, look, I'm not trying to laugh at the plight of the Ukrainians, but folks, I mean, that is a joke. The Ukrainian army is devastated.
They're devastated. They're losing. You ready for this one? Russia's Vladimir Putin afraid of coup. A source who is close to Putin claimed that the president will nominate his chosen heir already this year. And this goes on. This is from the British Daily. According to his former ally, Putin will want to transfer his power to his chosen rather than risk a coup against him.
And of course, we'll be lied to about this too, because the real situation, and this is what the American media is lying about, folks. You got to understand, Putin actually has a soft spot in his makeup for the West. He kind of romanticizes the West a little bit. The generals and a lot of the people behind Putin, they despise the West. The reason why, if the story is true, the reason why there might be pressure to get rid of Putin is because he hasn't gone hard enough against America. The generals and some of these people behind Putin are like, what are you doing? Why are we putting up with this crap from these American cross-dressing fags?
Again, this is another one. So now they're saying how Putin's ratings are tanking, right? They say that. And then I looked it up. Putin's approval rating ends at, in 2022, so a couple of weeks ago, 81%. 81% of the people support him.
Yeah, but Biden is like 20%, so you combine the two, that's 100.
Oh, by the way, the more Biden goes down in the polls, and this thing is going to bring him down with him stealing the documents, when all else fails, they take you to war. They're going to get the people's mind off it,
yep.
And they're going to ramp up the Ukraine war.
Same with the crashing economy, Gerald. It's the same tactic.
Yep. Yep.
When all else fails, they take us to war. Let's pick up on that on the other side. We're about to go to break here with Gerald Celente. Let's pick up on that issue and the latest with the documents. Folks, I don't know. I mean, they tried to cover this up back in November, and they did. But they're obviously afraid of subpoenas coming from the House. I don't know why else they would be admitting all these secret documents now. That's the only thing I can figure. We'll get Gerald Celente's take on that from the Trends Journal on the other side of this break. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Gerald Celente filling in today. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com to keep this transmission on the air.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Tuesday, the Alex Jones with Right emergency broadcast. We're going to flood the social media web sphere with hashtag Alex Jones with Right for an extended transmission, 8 a.m. all the way through midnight on Tuesday. The links to share, conspiracyfact.info, alexwasright.com. Gerald Celente is our guest here on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. Owen Schroer filling in. Here's some of the latest when it comes to the Biden documents, and it's almost like the water is so muddied. I'm a little confused at how many different troves of classified documents Biden stole now. Is it 3, 4, 5? It's hard to even keep track. More classified documents found at Biden's Delaware home. So he's keeping them in his home. They're not even in a safe. They're hanging out in the garage. They're hanging out above a steakhouse. Aides and lawyers are finding them in files. They covered it up when they discovered it in November. Now they're acting like, oh, we're doing an investigation. It's all above board. Former Clinton advisor David Gergen says Biden risks being creamed by Doc's case. Very, very big deal. Except he's a Democrat and he's compromised by China and other countries, so I don't think he's really going to get burned. I don't think they want Kamala Harris in there. There's one winner in the Biden documents discovery, Donald Trump, says The Guardian. Oh, that's hilarious. So I love this. So they're admitting that the whole thing against Trump was political, but now that Biden actually committed the crimes they're accusing Trump of, now Trump's in the clear. Isn't that funny? Admitting the whole thing was political, but Biden blew it for him. Kentucky Democrats suggest Joe Biden may be impeached for war crimes in Ukraine. Yeah, starting a war with Russia without congressional approval, kind of a big deal. And then there's the Biden family. You know, they love to tell you how tight-knit of a family they are, but they never invite their granddaughter to the Christmas parties. And now Hunter Biden wants total distance. Hunter Biden asks court to deny estranged 4-year-old daughter taking his surname. How many kids does Hunter Biden have? And how many grandkids does Joe Biden have that they never allow around the family, even worse than Bill Clinton? That's amazing. Representative Matt Gaetz downloads on corrupt D.C. swamp. If you think differently, you're hunted. That's right, just like Elon Musk, who is now facing U.S. fraud trial over a Tesla tweet. But getting back to the Biden documents, Gerald, you know, I look at this, and I really think there's an organic level here. I think I don't see how the deep state of the Democrats have any advantage in taking Biden out right now. I don't think they want Kamala Harris. The globalists certainly don't want Kamala Harris. Joe Biden is the compromised one. Joe Biden is the total puppet. We all know Harris, you know, that she might get a little uppity, and she's not compromised, I think, by foreign interests like Biden is. But with the whole Trump thing and the documents, now they have to focus on these documents because they made a big deal about Trump. They tried to hide it in November. Now they're having to admit it, I think, because they're afraid of House subpoenas. But, Gerald, what's your take on the whole Biden stealing classified documents phenomenon? Do you think it's organic? Do you think it's a controlled thing? Do you think they want him out? What do you think's going on, Gerald Celente?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But the thing is, no, they won't put Kamala Harris in there. They'll get somebody else in there running for, you know, they keep bringing him down so he won't run in 2024. But they're saying that he's going to announce within several weeks whether or not he's going to be running. Let's go back to the documents. They're going to start finding stuff about Hunter Biden. Again, going back to your trends journals, going back to 2014. After the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych, all of a sudden Hunter Biden and Chris Hines, the stepson of another arrogant boy, born on third base and thought he had a home run, John Kerry. That's right. It's Chris Hines of the Hines 57 family. They get a deal with Burisma Energy, a corrupt like the rest of Ukraine, corporation, and they're making millions of dollars sitting on the board of directors of Burisma Energy. What does Hunter Biden or Chrissy Hynes know about energy? Nothing. It's just one dirty deal. That might come out. And again, as I'm saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. Let's go back, not ancient history, 2021. Biden pulls all the troops out of Afghanistan. No, the Taliban ain't going to take over. We'll be in control of Kabul. They're not going to take over. And what happens? A bunch of American troops get slaughtered. Oh, and on the way out, the American troops slaughtered a bunch of innocent people that they covered up. Oh, what else happened? Countless scores of billions of dollars of weapons, our money, left over there for the Taliban to use. Oh, and Biden's plummeting in the polls. And then, last year, just around this time, they start heating up with the Ukraine war. And the more Biden comes out, we're going to punish Putin, this and that. That's a quote, punish Putin. He keeps going up in the polls. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. What followed the dot-com bust? The Nasdaq, it was gone. That Y2 baloney, over. Oh, all of a sudden, 9/11. The people, again, 88% of the people swallowed little Georgie Bush's crap. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. You're going to do the same thing. The deeper Biden goes down, the more he's going to ramp up this war, and the morons that know nothing about the facts are going to follow. That's the way we see it. Yeah, there's the cover. In God we trust. What God? You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. One nation. No God supports war. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. No, we became invisible for liberty and justice for all. It's only punishment to the fullest to we, the people of Slavelandia, while the crooks like the J.P. Morgan Chase gang that gets five felonies rigging the precious metals market gets a slap on the wrist of $900 million in 2019. How come Jamie Dimon ain't in jail? Oh, I got to be in Davos.
But Jamie Dimon, everything they've accused Donald Trump of, they've literally done. This secret documents thing is just horrendous. Joe Biden, I mean, we know Joe Biden stole classified documents. Not just highly classified documents. He stole the most highest level of classified documents that can't even be opened or read unless you're in a secured room.
Again, I believe that I'm guessing. I don't know. If this has to do with Ukraine, I'm telling you what's going to happen. Biden's just going to ramp up the war. People will forget about it. They will forget about it.
Well, we're going to make sure they don't forget about it. And I don't know what Biden, I mean, at this point, the only thing Biden can do is just declare war on Russia, which he's really already done unconstitutionally.
It's more than Russia. You're meeting with him. The United States is meeting with Japan. You saw that he met with the Japanese guy, the Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida. And we come back, we really need to talk about this.
All right, let's talk about Joe Biden and the foreign relations. And, man, I mean, you want to talk about U.S. foreign relations or U.S. just respect amongst world leaders. Ever since Biden has taken over, it has tanked. I mean, tanked.
Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
It's actually a mystical phenomenon that everything they accuse Donald Trump of, they're guilty of. We're talking about the Democrats, generally speaking. Colluding with Russia. Oh, no, that was Hillary Clinton. That was Joe Biden. That's right. Stealing classified documents. No, that was Barack Obama. No, that was Joe Biden. No, that was Hillary Clinton. And so I could continue to go on. I mean, do I even need to get into the whole Me Too thing? Bill Clinton compared to Donald Trump? I think we get the picture. So Biden is being exposed, whether it's organic or part of some other ulterior motive. Biden is getting exposed for stealing the classified documents. There's nothing they can really do to cover it up. The only thing they can do is to drop the charges against Donald Trump to protect Joe Biden, except Gerald Celente, you know one thing they like to do to distract when they're about to go down. And let me just emphasize this before you respond. Not just about the secret documents being exposed, but really, Gerald, it really comes down to
They're collapsing the economy. And so the big giant thieves that have stolen all of our money, collapsing the economy, they know their time in the barrel is ahead of them. So if they send us to war, as classical geopolitical criminals do, they send us to war hoping that's the big distraction so they don't be held accountable for what they've done.
Yep. And, you know, you showed that cartoon of Biden in his Corvette. And he said when he was questioned, you know, by a reporter on Thursday, they asked Biden why he kept such files next to his classic Corvette in his garage. He said, by the way, my Corvette is in a locked garage. It's not likely they're sitting out on the street. That's the response.
Yeah, because nobody has a safe in their house. You know, we just leave things in our garage.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the arrogant stupidity, and they get away with it. And again, what we're talking about is not important, because the Cartoon News Network, this, I just took a look with one of the major stories are right on CNN.com, the front page. University of Georgia football player and staff member killed in car crash hours after championship celebration. That's not news. What if your buddy's killed in a car crash, your mother, your father? Nobody cares. Oh, wait a minute. A football player. We heard about the other football player that got tackled and they had a heart condition. This is news. What I'm saying, Owen, is they're doing this to distract the people from the real issues. And we were talking about what Biden's going to do. So now he met with the prime minister of Japan. You ready for this? Biden hailed what he called, quote, a remarkable moment in the U.S.-Japan alliance and praised Kishida, the prime minister of Japan's decision last month to double its military budget and boost its offensive capacity. Biden declared that the U.S., you ready, was fully, thoroughly, completely committed to the defense of Japan using all means. And you know what other means we're going to use? Nuclear weapons.
Meanwhile, the border's wide open.
I could give a damn about Japan. Oh, you mean Japan to bomb Pearl Harbor? That's Japan? The Japan that's not supposed to build up its military because of the atrocities they committed in World War II? And Truman doubled down on it by bombs away over Nagasaki and Hiroshima, killing a couple of 100,000 innocent Japanese? Are that World War II? And check this out. You ready? U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin declared that 2023 was, quote, an inflection point for our national security and defense strategies aligning closer than ever, end quote, with Japan. Don't every American know that our national security and defense strategies depend on aligning with Japan?
Well, fill in the blank.
I am an American. I believe in the founding fathers, you little lowlives. I believe in George Washington. But you're too stupid, you clowns, to read his farewell address, where he warns American people not to become involved in foreign entanglements.
But fill in the blank, whether it's Japan.
Only concerned about America.
But whether it's Japan, whether it's Ukraine, I mean, it's fill in the blank. Whether it's Israel, our military interests, our foreign interests must be fully committed to align with Israel or Ukraine or Japan or I forget what day of the week it is. And by the way, you know, they're spreading our military so thin. I think China is acting strategically here, as is Russia. You know, eventually, the proxy groups and the CIA groups and whatever the government is doing in Syria is going to come to the front of the picture here, too. They've been stealing oil from Syria, and now the Chinese are saying, you better stop that. So eventually, they're going to have to go back into Syria, too. I mean, so our military is spread out all over the world doing things that really don't interest the American people at all. Meanwhile, the southern border is wide open, and now we have the same military-industrial complex getting rich off the backs of innocent people around the world, and now the exact same crooks doing the exact same game plan. Oh, we're about to get exposed for crimes. Let's start a war to distract.
You got it. And then the other arrogant guy, Rahm Emanuel, who was under the Obama administration, now he's a U.S. ambassador to Japan. Rahm Emanuel told the Washington Post that Biden and Kishida were working, quote, to shrink the distance between the transatlantic and the Indo-Pacific into a single strategic sphere. In what, quote, is probably one of the biggest developments that the two leaders have produced. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
No, it's amazing watching the American media ignore this big phenomenon.
Totally, totally, totally ignored. And here, check this out. Currently, there are 18,000 U.S. Marines in Okinawa as part of the 54,000 American military personnel stationed on bases throughout Japan. Isn't that great?
Don't
Our
worry.
Country going down the toilet.
Too.
Yeah, yeah. But look at the infrastructure of this country. Look how it's going down the toilet. Look at the 63% of American people living paycheck to paycheck. Look at the difficulty people are having with inflation going up, can't afford to buy food. But hey, we're going to keep sending more money overseas and have strategic alliances. And the bottom line is, look at the clowns, the morons, the evil imbeciles that are telling us what to do.
Well, I think that, you know, eventually the American people have got to realize, whether it happens in mass or slowly but surely, how much the American media has disinformed them. I mean, everything that's come out about the war in Ukraine, as far as the mainstream American media is concerned, it's about 95% inaccurate and just completely missing the ball. And I don't know whether that's because they feel loyal to the military-industrial complex or whether they really believe this crap, but it's amazing to watch the geopolitical phenomenon happening of Russia and China and then the phenomenon of BRICS coming together, and this is crushing our strength in the world. We're just being crushed.
We're being crushed. We are going to go into a socioeconomic downturn, the likes of which are unprecedented in this country. And again, they're very happy that they're saying they're raising the interest rates are working because wages are going down. I'm not making that up. They're happy that wages are going down. So the plantation workers of Slavelandia don't have to make more money and the figs can make more money.
Yeah, but Joe Biden says we've got the lowest unemployment rate. Oh, but it doesn't matter because you can't even afford gas. You can't even afford eggs. That is, if you can find eggs on the shelf. And you can't afford your energy bill. Your price at the pump is all going up. And so, but the American media, hey, we got to fight that war in Ukraine. And Russia is losing. And Joe Biden is doing a great job. 0% unemployment. Yeah, you know where 0% unemployment happens?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalist psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, to fund the InfoWar and empower your life and let the globalists know their PSYOP has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been PSYOP, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On this Sunday, January 15th, Owen Schroyer, Gerald Celente filling in for Alex this evening. Remember Harrison Smith coming up next with Sunday Night Live. And everything we do here is brought to you by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off yet again. We are delivering. I suggest trying it out if you haven't yet. I drink Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning. Every morning I mix it with juice and then chase down the rest of my supplements. Why? Because I'm getting over 100% the daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and so much more. Not to mention, there's things in there that you're just probably not getting in your diet, like boron and glycine and so much more. Look at the label for yourself. Read all the reviews. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. We're the most banned individuals and network in the world right here. And folks, I mean, don't take these transmissions for granted. They shut down InfoWars. You know, we'll have to scrape and claw just to get a, just to find light, at the surface level. That's how much they have us censored, and, that's how much they have us under attack. So, but your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps these transmissions on the air. And remember, this Tuesday, the extended live transmission, hashtag Alex Jones was right, Tuesday live extended transmission, and we're going to make that hashtag go viral worldwide, hashtag Alex Jones was right. That's this Tuesday, all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Gerald Celente here with me. Gerald, let's go local for you. You've got your new mayor, Eric Adams. You know, I mean, he's not as bad as de Blasio, but that's a pretty low bar, so I'm not really sure that's much of an accomplishment. But, you know, I find it funny his response to the immigration issues that are hitting New York City, and he comes out Mayor Eric Adams acknowledges Biden's immigration policy failure. He then came out and recently said that the illegal immigration is costing New York City over $1 billion a year. Now, here's what I find ironic. So they recognize that the illegal immigration problem is a crisis for New York City, but they refuse to recognize how it's an issue for the entire country at large. It's an amazing thing that they refuse to make that recognition, Gerald.
Again, he's just another arrogant guy. And people forget about the whole immigration thing. When I was a young kid, you know, in growing up, I remember they wanted to bring my cousin Constantine over from Italy, but they couldn't. It wasn't allowed. They had very strict regulations on bringing people in from other countries. And then the lowlife that changed it, the beginning of the end, was LBJ. And the guy that gave us the Vietnam War as well, you know, Jack Kennedy was against the Vietnam War. And 8 months after he's assassinated, what's his name? LBJ gets us into Vietnam War. And then they start bringing in all cheap labor. And that was the beginning. And that's why they did it. And it kept expanding with the H-1B things, the visas, on and on. I wrote about it in detail in my book, Trends 2000, which was an international bestseller. It came out in 1996. So what they're doing is they don't care, because the more cheap labor they get in here, the big... Look, again, when I was a young guy, like I said earlier, there were no chains. They were all stores. And if you worked like in a drugstore or a grocery store, you say, you know, I think I want to do one of these one day. No more. Every time, Owen, every time I go into a Home Depot, a Lowe's, anytime I go into any of these chain stores, which I try to avoid, my heart breaks when I see the people working there and knowing that they have absolutely no future. Amazon trucks, they didn't exist 5 years ago. Oh, by the way, what do we spend, $120,000 to educate a person from kindergarten to K-12? And so they could get a job working for Amazon or FedEx? Look what this country's gone down to. So all they do is they want to give us nothing and steal everything. That's the bottom line.
And the whole umbrella that they put this under is climate change. And they say, oh, you need to limit your carbon emissions, so just be a good slave, live in your pod, eat the bugs, don't drive a vehicle, don't get in an airplane. And I think that their plan overall is make life as miserable as possible, make it as impossible as it can be to be financially successful. And you see some people already buying into that. So instead of saying, you know what, I recognize that it might be harder to live free these days because of economic stress, but I'd still rather live free than be a slave, where you see what I call it as I see it. I just see the American left accepting their slavery, just saying, no, I'll save the climate, I'll be a good slave. No, I'd much rather have dangerous freedom than safe slavery.
Again, as I said to you, nightlife is dead life. There's no, there used to be bands playing everywhere. You know, I Van Morrison, he wanted to meet me. And I met him in September at the Forest Hill Stadium. And it was great. They went against Van Morrison because he condemned when they started shutting down every place and destroying the lives and livelihoods of the entertainment industry. People couldn't go out and play anymore. You were banned. Again, and just like they make up all this stupid stuff and people swallow it, stand 6 feet apart. The wind only blows exactly
in
6 feet.
Wear your mask. Wear your mask.
Oh, no, but you can take it off when you're eating and drinking in an airplane.
Or when you sit down.
What the
hell's
the matter with you? Because don't you know, Owen, that you can take it off when you're eating and drinking in an airplane, because the COVID knows you're eating and drinking, it won't bother you.
No, that's right, Gerald. And the COVID also has strict guidelines as far as timing is concerned. And so that's why they shut you. You can be open till 8 o'clock p.m., but then you got to shut down because we all know the virus goes crazy after 8.
And when you walk into a restaurant, wear a mask, but when you sit down, you can take it off because the virus does not go a table length.
It knows this, Gerald. The virus has respect.
Very, very smart virus.
It's a respectful virus.
How about all those plexiglass shields with the virus never went under it or around it?
No, but of course, if you remember, the first science, when they were really trying to get the people to be afraid, they released this video. You may recall, it was somebody in a grocery store aisle, and they're walking, pushing their cart, and they just go, and there's a cough. And then they have this spray from the cough, and it travels everywhere. It travels over the aisles and through the counter and through the aisle and up through the ventilation of the air conditioning. Oh, but the plexiglass will save us, Gerald.
Yeah, I know. And how about all those poor little kids that they had in these little tents playing instruments? I mean, you know, what I'm saying to you, Owen, the damage that this has done is incalculable.
Yeah.
This society's going down big time. They suck the joy out of life. There's no fun. Like, again, you know, this country went from, you know, music was America's greatest export, from ragtime to swing to rock and roll to R&B to Motown. And now it's no town, just one bad rap. And we got to bring it back. And I'll tell you, I'm doing everything I can, and InfoWars is too. But I'll tell you what I think is needed. A renaissance. We have to go back to the true heart and soul of this country when it was the land of opportunity. Start putting the antitrust laws back in place that prohibited the big simoning everything. And little clowns like Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, allowed interstate banking. They weren't allowed to go interstate before. They were only intrastate. He did away with the usury laws. He deregulated the airline industry. Now the big zone everything. Bill Clinton, the Glass-Steagall Act. Hey, they pay me $300 an hour at Goldman Sachs to BS. You can give me BS for free all day long. What's this called? A payoff. We need a renaissance. Look at the style of everybody at InfoWars. Look how hard InfoWars does to bring everything to its highest level, as we do with the Trends Journal. We need a renaissance. A la Romana, a l'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, they said, after the Black Plague in Europe, when everything was destroyed, they realized we're messing things up. We better go back to when it was good.
Gerald Celente, always great to talk to you, Gerald. The Trends Journal, sign up for it. I go and get the Trends Journal from trendsjournal.com. I've signed up for their email list. I get all their updates and keeping me ahead of the curve as well. Gerald, thanks so much for your time and your great expert analysis on this Sunday night.
And thank you for what you're doing and all of the people at InfoWars.
All right, there goes Gerald Celente, folks. I'm telling you, I stay ahead with the Trends Journal. But also right here at InfoWars, folks, remember, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Big extended Tuesday special transmission. All right, Harrison Smith takes over on the other side of this short break at InfoWars.com/show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.